You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast, looking ahead to Friday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:10pm with Alex Dunn, James Moman and Tom Morley in the studio. Good day racing as well. We've got Newbury, Nottingham and Wolverhampton in the afternoon, including listed action at Newbury there. We've also got Newmarket, Catterick and Chelmsford City throughout the evening on the domestic front. So plenty to get stuck into. My name is Mark Walton and I'm joined in the office on this occasion by Craig Forsyth. How are you, Craig?
Yeah, very well, thanks, Mark. Yes, hopefully it isn't too much of an echo in the background. But good to be here.
Yes, we've got a good few weeks of racing coming up, really. We've got York starting next week for the Ebor Festival. We've also got William Hill sponsored action at Ripon this weekend as well. So we're just going to take a little bit of a glance to some of the features coming up at those two meetings. And then, as always, we'll get Craig's two picks for the day on Friday as well. A bit of news coming out about the Judmont International that Thundering Blue is going to be supplemented for a fair old price as well, £75,000 to supplement at this point. He is the outsider of the whole party, though, in terms of the betting. Poet's Word, 2-1 favourite. Roaring Lion, 5-2. 9-2, Saxon Warrior. Cracksman is 5-1. 12-1, Ben Battle. And Without Parole, and 14s or bigger for the remainder. We always get a stellar field, a lot of prize money on offer. And those three in single figures, or three or four in single figures that I mentioned there, make this a tremendous renewal of the race, Craig.
Yeah, definitely so, Mark. It's an absolutely fantastic renewal of all. These runners take the place in the lineup. Obviously, Poet's Word is the one that sets the standard after winning two Group 1s. He won the Prince of Wales at Ascot and followed up in great fashion in the King George at Ascot again. Does he reserve his best for Ascot now, I suppose, is the big question. And can he repeat those performances at York? You know, one horse that will have no problem with the track at York is Roaring Lion. You know, he won the Dante here back in May, and you know, I think John Gosden's trained him really well this year. Obviously, he made a very low-key reappearance. He's built on that. He's got stronger as the seasons went on, and I think he could be the one to beat Mark. I mean, I think he'll really run well. The way he accelerated clear in the Dante, I think he's the one that will probably produce his best on the track come the day.
Yeah, we've seen him probably look better or more at home on the Knaves Mile than arguably anywhere else at the moment. And there's a lot of reports of how well he's been working over this past week or so. If you know, if those reports are correct, I know John Gosden's got a couple in there, if Cracksman takes his place in the lineup as well, but those reports seem rather excited about Roaring Lion more than anything else. And if he goes and reproduces that, because apparently he's quite a lazy workhorse, so the fact that they've got these positive reports, maybe just maturing and doing it elsewhere as well as on the track.
Yeah, indeed. He's had a nice break from the Eclipse as well. 46 days on since beating Saxon Warrior. Some of the other horses here are reappearing after shorter absences, likes of Poet's Word, you know, 25-day gap. And, you know, the thing for him is, as well, he's posted and produced massive performances on his last two runs at Ascot. How much does that take out the horse as well, Mark? Can he reproduce that for the third time this season in top company? Obviously, in great hands, Sir Michael Stout. He's a five-year-old that's just hit massive numbers this year in his performances, threatened it last year, carried it through this year. It just looks a fabulous renewal. You know, there's a few questions needing answered. Obviously, Cracksman on the comeback after a couple of disappointing efforts despite winning at Epsom, scrambling home on that occasion. I'm really looking forward to this year's renewal of this race. But right now, for me, I think John Gosden and Roaring Lion are the team that you all have to beat.
Roaring Lion then in the Judmont International. We've got that to look forward to next week. Let's just turn our attention to matters a little close to hand, because we've got a good Saturday of racing. William Hill sponsor some of the races at Ripon as well. The William Hill Great St Wilfred is the feature there. It's a wide open event. 7-1 favourite at the time of recording this is Growl. Piper's Note is 9-1. So then 10-1 for Golden Apollo, Flying Pursuit 11s, also 11-1 for Kimberella and Spring Loaded, 12-1 for Alcoa, and bigger prices for the rest of them. as always, Craig, we see this as one of the more open events that we're going to see on a Saturday. Big betting heat as well. Can you help the punters out here? Who would you side with in this year's renewal?
I'm going to go with a horse that is a little bit of a cliff horse, Mark. He keeps catching the eye. He has done now for, 18 months or so, and he hasn't got his head in front. But he ran in the race 12 months ago. He was the first home on the stand side, finished third overall in the race. He's off a lower mark this year again, and he comes into the race on the back of a good second at Newmarket last week, and that's Shanghai Glory, drawn in stall two this time, almost certain to go far rail. You know, there's pace all across the track. Let's hope, you know, the far rail is the place to be, as it has been in previous renewals of this race. And each way, 12-1, I thought he's a fair price. Obviously a hard race to call, but I like Shanghai Glory, particularly, you know, for the place part alone, and he also got a winning chance as well.
It looks a solid each way bet, Shanghai Glory in the William Hill Great St Wilfrid, which takes place at Ripon on Saturday. We do have racing to look forward to on Friday before we get to that, of course, and Craig has had a look at a couple of races for us. We've got a couple of selections at Newbury from our pundit, and the 255 is the first race that he's going to look at. It's a 1.5 mile furlong handicap, and we've got a decent sized field for this one, Craig. Just pointing to Cliffs of Dover there, Craig, on the race card. Arrives here in form after a wide margin win last time.
Indeed, and I think it was hats off to Megan Nichols on that occasion. Got 5, 10, 15, 20 lengths clear of her rivals and kept galloping on while the jockeys sat motionless in behind, and ended up winning by 12 lengths in the end. You know, the handicap has put her up 11. She runs off a £6, or he runs with a £6 penalty here, Mark, effectively £5 well in. But will he get such an easy lead? No chance. For me, I think it'll be a much harder race, and I don't think he will follow up. I think there could be value elsewhere. The horse I like here is Sky Eagle for Red Walker. A real big unit is Sky Eagle. I thought he found the ground a little bit lively at York two starts ago. His two previous wins was on all-weather surfaces, and he just found the good to firm ground at York a little bit lively. He wasn't really letting himself down in the closing stages. He does pound the turf hard. But slightly easier conditions last time at Goodwood. He finished a real good second. He's, you know, been creeping up the handicaps in recent starts. But this is a late maturing type. You know, he's going to keep on improving. And as the autumn comes and the softer ground on the horizon, this is a horse that, you know, could pick up some late season handicaps and end up being a November handicap type at Doncaster. But on the way there, I think he's capable of winning at Newbury on Friday, Mark.
So anyway, the Sky Eagle then at Newbury in the 2.55. And Craig's next pick comes in the race directly after that, the 3.30 at Newbury, which is a sprint this time. It's a pretty decent race as well, this one, Craig. And what's got you around there?
I think we've got to be with Lethal Promise here, Mark. I didn't really see out the 6 furlongs at the Curragh last time. Travelled really well, as she had done the time before when winning at Nace. And, you know, I think the drop back to 5 furlongs on a track like Newbury will be very much in her favour. I think she sets a standard. Obviously, there's quite a few dangers in the race. But I think, for me, the main dangers is horses that may possibly just need a little bit more experience at this stage, particularly Heartwarming, who won well at Sandown last time, but was still green when, you know, powering clear in the closing stages. And from stepping up from maiden company into a listed race, might just find her out here. I think she'll improve again for first start at this level, but I think inexperience might get the better of her, and I prefer to go with the more exposed but more experienced Lethal Promise travelling across from Ireland.
So anyway, the Irish Raider then in the listed race at Newbury, that's Lethal Promise. The form of that Curragh race last time as well, I think the second's gone on to win again subsequently, and the winner, so perfect, I think finished second in Group 1 company, so that form has been boosted as well.
Yeah, very strong form, Mark. As you said, the winner went on at the Curragh and finished second behind Advertise. The second's won, and it looks a real strong piece of form. And, you know, you stopped the race a furlong out, and Lethal Promise was a big player in it. She just didn't see out that extra furlong, so drop back to 5. Hopefully she gets her head back in front and can build on a real promising run in a strong heat.
Lethal Promise then for Craig in that 3:30. Good card to look forward to at Newbury on Friday, and plenty of other stuff alongside that as well. Thank you very much, Craig, and very best of luck.
Thank you, Mark.
There you go then, the thoughts of Craig Forsyth. We have plenty to get stuck into. Newbury, Nottingham and Wolverhampton in the afternoon, Catterick, Newmarket and Chelmsford City throughout the evening. 1:10 start time on Racing Radio with Alex Dunn, James Millman and Tom Morley in the studio. Do join the guys for that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Friday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.